Welcome to Imagine This Podcast,
the show where we discuss, celebrate, and highlight all the excellent and abundant arts and culture in Milwaukee.
We hope that after listening to the pod, you'll see and experience our city and the incredibly vibrant arts and culture community in a new way.
Hey, listener, you are here at a special season ender, season two ender. And we're excited to be recording live from No Studios, third floor conference room, a.k.a. the studios here at Imagine MKE. Hey, it's your host, Mac Antigua, alongside the squad here at Imagine MKE. First, Esteban Contreras.
Hey, yo.
David Lee.
Hello.
Lindsay Sheridan.
Hey, Mac.
And if this was opening credits, this would be, and in the hammer position, the anchor of the opening credits, Antoine Carter.
Hello.
on loan from Black Imagination.
Right. We needed to juice it. And we're happy to bring in some fresh blood with Esteban on this, who's produced many of these episodes. We're so happy you're joining us. It's been a great season. We wanted to end it. And so how we're ending it is we've invited some of our favorite guests.
The camera out of place.
we've invited some of our favorite guests.
Let's unplug it and plug it back.
Invited some of our favorite guests to join us. We'll see if they actually show up. And we also put out on social to let us know if you want to jump in. So we are recording live onto tape, and so we'll see who actually shows up. But we have some ghosts.
It is just so much fun to be with all of you in a room together.
In a room and
dealing with all of these technical issues. This is, as I mentioned, is a harebrained scheme unlike most that we've encountered before.
So that being said,
we did try to steal the Declaration of Independence that one time.
We didn't have Nicolas Cage.
That's right.
So we're going to have different guests coming in and out, and we'll be talking to each other about what this season has meant, meaning the last several months. But it's a special edition as we're going to bring guests in and just check in with them real briefly. Lindsay, what are the two questions we'll be checking in with the guests real quick? Lindsay, you mean like what are the two questions?
Sorry, I'm over here at the decision desk where I'm messaging people on social media that are interested in joining us. But as we welcome people in just for a few minutes, we're going to ask them what's something they're looking forward to this summer. But more seriously, what are they taking forward with them from the pandemic? We think this could serve as a kind of interesting time capsule as we're in this moment of transition.
So even though this is a recorded episode, we're making it feel like it's live because we don't know what's going to happen. You know, who's going to show up? But we're going to go right away. We're going to bring our first guest in because this person has a lot of things to do with their time besides being on our podcast, like govern our county. And so we're really excited to have with us, joining in, Jason Haas, Milwaukee County Board Supervisor. Jason Haas, welcome aboard, Jason, to the pod.
Next time we set up a live Zoom room, we have to make sure that when the guests join us that they are not automatically muted.
I love how you offer constructive criticism of how this goes while we're recording it. It's super helpful.
There we go. It's gonna make
our production way better.
Live.
Hey, Jason, how are you?
Good afternoon. Why don't I hear this?
Hello.
What's going on, Jason?
What the heck?
Uh-oh. I think that's a general vibe. What the heck is going on?
Wait, can you hear us now?
There we go.
You can hear us now?
Hello. That's four.
Okay, we did it.
Jason, you're our first guest on this hour of sort of our favorite folks coming through. You're one of our favorite champions, Jason, working in the legislative space on the Milwaukee Board of Supervisors. Thanks for being such a champion for the arts.
Oh, my pleasure. How y'all doing?
Awesome. We're inviting you to come in for a few minutes. We're having folks come in and out because we want to check in, and I'll turn it over to Lindsay to offer up. Unless you're still at the decision desk letting us know what counties still have to report out.
Wait, Jason, is this weird to see like a group of people like huddled around a desk trying to figure out our technical issues?
One thing I've learned from the pandemic is that's how my life is, you know, with meetings during this, all these online meetings. And I was in one earlier today where people are forgetting to mute themselves. And I will explain to you the details of that. But no, this is quite normal. But actually, this looks great because you're in person over there.
We are in person. That's right.
And yeah, you look fantastic, everybody. So
thanks for joining us. And now Lindsay's going to peel herself away from the decision desk to ask our...
Let's keep the breezy going for a little bit longer before we get into a slightly more serious question. But Jason, what do you have coming up this summer in personal life, in work life, in getting back out to Milwaukee life that you're looking forward to?
Oh, thank you. Great question. Dining will be one thing. We're, nearing wanting to eat in person. I've done it sometimes. It's really crazy.
It's amazing that something that we've done for many, many years, mm-hmm. daily or nightly, right, has now been sort of this weird thing, right? It's sort of this novelty.
Yeah, and sometimes I've been able to do it with people that I haven't been with for the past 475 days.
Yeah, oh, so lovely.
But who's keeping count, right?
I think Supervisor Haas's wife is keeping count. If you're Facebook friends with her.
And the hospitality industry of Milwaukee is excited to welcome back your currency and your investment back in. They're looking forward to it.
Thank you, Mac. I'm glad to be sharing once again.
I want to follow that up by asking you our more serious question of the day. The last year has been incredibly challenging, but I think also the upside of it is that we've learned a lot about ourselves, a lot about our city. What are you taking forward with you from the pandemic, do you think?
Yeah, here, let me put on my grave and serious face for this important deliberation. Thank you, Lindsay. What am I taking forward? Well, two things I learned. One, I can pass a $1 billion municipal budget without setting foot in the county courthouse, without seeing it, one of my colleagues as we do it. And it worked. Other thing, much more important, David and Mac, I'm sure you'll appreciate this, is I've learned not to do my famous Barack Obama impersonation while I'm giving a very thoughtful interview with a show much like this one, because it's Obama, when he says he's got this very thoughtful gravitas about him. And when I do it, I sound like a heel. So less as I'm interviewing or being interviewed. There I go again. But what struck me is this tried everyone's patience in some fantastic ways. And I know dealing with actually the change, these periods of change, like right now we're in my wife described as a liminal space, this where everything's transitioning, fluctuating. That's really uncomfortable. We've gone through a couple of transitions. She stopped her daily count when our 10-year-old started summer camp and she went back to the office.
Right.
So Lindsay, yes, yeah, someone was keeping track. I did for the next 3 days, but I lost track after that. So my patience is, I'm a little less a little more impatient with some things right now. Yeah. When people are trying to botch my procedure and while I'm running a very important meeting of my own. But really, really, grateful to see friends and colleagues in person. And I'm not going to forget that. And if I do, remind me.
Well, we will be sure to remind you. And I think thank you so much for being able to join us a little bit. I think this is sort of our reminder of how of us to you, of how incredible you've been to the arts and culture community over this last year. And hopefully our reminder to you to keep us in mind downtown as we continue to work on increasing arts and culture funding. And we need to get you back for season 3.
That'd be fantastic. I got one more thing. I'll be on the ARPA task force to decide how to use the next round of federal money.
Well, we should talk more. We should definitely talk more. We will get back.
I like the way you think. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Supervisor Haas. We will be in touch. Thanks so much for joining us for this harebrained scheme that we're doing today.
Love it. Cheers.
Awesome.
Take care.
Awesome. It must be resonating out there because we've got another guest coming in. Thanks so much, Supervisor Haas. Coming in, head of the Millennial Action Project, Stephen Olicara. Stephen.
Hey.
How are you?
Oh, man. Hey,
doing well. I'm honored to be part of the series finale.
Whoa. We got canceled?
Are we canceled? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait, not the series. Wait a second. Whoa,
Steven.
Steven, the last time you joined us, you almost broke big news. And then now are you breaking the big news?
Yeah, breaking news.
I do have some big news to share. I should have said season finale.
There we go.
Yeah, thank you.
Woo. Man, I get invited to the very last episode.
That's right.
That means that we don't get checks anymore, Antoine. We don't want that to happen.
I'm just curious. So are you running this like a free jazz experiment? How's this working out?
That is absolutely the right example.
It's an apt metaphor.
Yes. Yeah. I was saying to the team yesterday that this was an ill-fated harebrained scheme, which I think a jazz open improvisation is probably a better way of describing it. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that, Steven.
Yeah, this scheme doesn't have a lot of hair on it.
We're so delighted you're joining us, Steven. And we're inviting, you know, I got to say, let's look at the numbers, Steven. Your episode was one of the hottest ones we had. So thanks for the boost.
Really?
Thanks for the ratings boost. So we wanted to juice it again and bring it back. Hoping to get that ratings magic back. And we're differing. Lindsay's got some questions to ask because, Lindsay, you ask in a very thoughtful way. So
I'm
Lindsay,
the questioner.
Yeah, you're the questioner. Go
That's
ahead.
That's right. Well, Steven, you know, you've broken some actually legitimately big news since we last spoke with you. So I'm curious, possibly with that in mind, what are you looking forward to this summer?
Well, thank you for the question. As you all know, I recently announced our exploratory committee for the U.S. Senate, which I almost announced on the last episode. we're so close. but instead, I announced one of my gigs up in Door County in August, which is on a similar level, really, if you think about it. But we announced this exploratory committee, and a lot of people ask me, what is an exploratory committee? And I really sum it up to really the theme that we talked about last time, which is this is a time where candidates should do more listening than talking. So as part of that, we launched our Dignity Tour across Wisconsin, hearing from communities that are often left out of politics. And one of those communities that we've talked about before is the artist community. So we're trying to involve people in these conversations early on to craft our agenda, which we hope to unveil very soon. But the basic theme of it, we've been calling dignity and opportunity for all. So over the past, 3 weeks, we've been all over the state. We did a roundtable here in Milwaukee with formerly incarcerated entrepreneurs and business owners. We went down to Walworth County to serve breakfast at the dairy breakfast, got to talk with some dairy farmers. Went up to Kewaunee County to speak with Democrats up there. They had a summer gathering and learned a lot about farming runoff and how that's affecting the well water up there. So we're just all over the place across the state. And so this summer, we're going to continue that process of listening. And there will be another big announcement coming very soon. And let's see, maybe we'll break that one here on the podcast.
Just demanding season three. This feels like season three.
This is the teaser for the season three premiere. That's right.
This is how you know he's a smooth operator. He just guaranteed himself to be our kick-up.
You know, we're kind of like the underground jazz club that not a lot of people know.
Yeah, that's right.
So if you want to like test break some news here, we are always here for that.
We are here for you.
Before we get to the serious question, I have one follow-up question. Picturing you and your team jetting around the state, what's on the road trip playlist?
Good question.
Hey, that's a good question, actually. And before I answer that, it reminded me of another thing we talked about, which a commitment that I made that I've kept, which is a good track record so far, which was having live music at all of our campaign events. So far, we've kept that commitment, live music at 100%. Of our events, which I'm really proud of. But what's on our playlist? You know, actually, the last couple drives, I'll be honest, I was either on the phone or had conversations going the entire time. But leading up to the trips, let's see, I've been listening to Nirvana, Bon Iver, and a lot of Johnny Cash. I think people who will see us touring across the state can probably expect not only a cover song, but a full-fledged impression of Johnny Cash, which I'm prepared to do now.
Oh, wow. Wow. Listeners heard it here first. Stephen Olcara on the road doing an impression of Johnny Cash. That's incredible. Yeah. Like young Cash or old Cash?
I would say a younger, honestly, like a middle-aged Johnny Cash.
Yeah, so prime of the career.
Yeah, prime of his career.
I also want to honor that playlist is perfectly curated to cut across the electorate in a very inclusive way. Well played, sir.
It
well
is.
Played.
Yep. You know, I learned actually from someone the other day that Johnny Cash has one of the most, or had one of the most diverse audiences politically, and appealed really across the spectrum. He also appealed to people who felt really disillusioned about society in general. One thing that really stood out to me, he had a huge following in the prisons.
Right.
And when I was working on criminal justice reform, that was really the time when I got really started listening to a lot of Johnny Cash. So there's a powerful connection. There are spirits in the music that I'm hoping is emblematic of the movement we're trying to elevate here in Wisconsin. Mm.
And it's not a campaign across Wisconsin if you're not listening to some Bon Iver either.
That's
so.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, in the album we're dropping this summer, we do have members of Bon Iver's band joining us, making appearances. One thing I got to share, a really funny story. So at our first ever campaign event, it was at Mobcraft Brewery here in Milwaukee. And this was the roundtable with entrepreneurs. And I'm sitting down for an interview with WISN 12 immediately afterwards. And he's asking me all the normal questions you would expect. Why are you launching this committee? What did you learn today? What are your plans for the summer? And then he asked me about, like, what else am I doing with my life right now? And I'm thinking to myself, well, there's not a lot of extra bandwidth, but I did tell him I play a lot of music. I've performed at Mobcraft. And then I went to how I'm dropping an album this summer. Now, keep in mind, my communications director had tuned out for a brief minute and then tuned back in right as I said I'm dropping an album this summer.
Just a few things going on.
I feel like that might have happened with me and Lindsay a couple of times where, like, she's like tuned me out and I've said something crazy, like, you know, we're making a movie this summer.
Yes, that's right. All communication directors
starting
are
an underground venue somewhere.
Well, I can say with full confidence, our campaign, we're having the most fun out of any campaign.
That's awesome. Right
now. We're having a good time.
I love it.
So Stephen, you know, obviously we're in this place. You're in this place of transition, personally, professionally, but the world is at this, as our last guest said, this liminal space, this threshold. As we are emerging from the pandemic. And I'm wondering what you're thinking about. What are you taking forward from this past year?
Well, I you know, the pandemic was really helpful to do a lot of self-reflection. Where are we not only at this in this place and time, but really in the universe? So I started to look at my life almost on a cosmic, from a cosmic perspective. And that led to a lot of good fodder for meditation. So meditation is probably the biggest practice that I'll continue doing. I did it prior to the pandemic, but definitely deepened the practice, learned a lot of new techniques that are going to prove to be important in the course of this campaign. I think campaigns like the sort that we're doing are really one in the mindset and in the culture. Some of the greatest leaders in the world, whether it's Gandhi or Mandela or Dr. King, they're all very big on being able to clear their mind and focus their mind on what's really important. And there are going to be a lot of challenging times ahead. And being able to just stay elevated and stay focused on the larger calling of why we're here is going to be really important. So meditation is a big part of that.
Awesome. I look forward to you practicing meditation when you're in front of all the media asking you the same question over and over and over. That's like going to be like a meditative practice, probably. So that'll be like the game within the game. When I watch you there, I'm going to be like, oh yeah, my guy's like totally in a Zen space right now. Because
absolutely.
How many times can he field that same question so many times? Stephen, it is a joy. Thanks so much for taking the time to hang with us today in our season ending episode.
Not series ending, no.
But we look forward to bringing you back on season 3, and hopefully you'll drop some more news on us then. But thanks so much. Hey,
Absolutely. It's an honor to be here. Seriously, let's continue the conversation. And wait, are you in your offices right now?
Isn't that crazy? We are all together for the first time, or maybe the second or third time since March 13th. Yeah, it's now incredible.
Is that in No Studios?
Or it is, yeah.
In the No Studios.
No Studios, all right. I was just there a few days ago. Well, I'll have to come out and visit in person sometime
soon. If you come by, yeah, send me a text and we will we'll hang out. We'll do this in person, actually.
Absolutely. That sounds great. Well, great seeing everyone. Thanks
so good to see you, man.
Thanks, yeah. Steven.
Thanks.
Take care. Be safe on the road.
Yep, thank you.
All right. From Steven Olicara, we go to another bright, shining light in the Milwaukee arts and culture scene. If you've seen anything at Imagine, you've probably seen
his work.
We're so excited to have Sam Ergani. Sammer, welcome aboard, sir.
Hey, guys. How's it going? It's good to see you.
It's working, guys.
It's working.
It's working.
We did it.
People are coming in. Thanks for your patience. Sammer's in the waiting room. He's like in the green room.
He's been in the green room. Yeah, the virtual green room that though doesn't have snacks.
No snacks, no water. He's just out there. Sammer, where are you calling in from?
My house. My house. There's the mural in the background.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. That's incredible.
Thank you. I would have driven down to No Studios had I known.
You know, we operated on some short notice.
Yeah, Sammer, if we knew what this was going to be like, we probably would have given you better instructions than what we did. Hey, but we're glad you're joining us, Sammer, and we're excited to do a mini interview with you.
Thanks for having me.
You've been just so prolific during this time. Like, I don't think the pandemic has slowed you down. You've been doing work, getting out there, and we're so excited, and thanks for joining us. And Lindsay, I'm going to hand it off to you.
How's Lindsay like the
Esteban, let's turn it over to you. Why don't you ask
the questioner.
Hey, Sammer. I'm Esteban.
Hey, how's it going?
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you, too.
So we're talking about, you know, wrapping up. Why would I say that? Wrapping up the pandemic? I don't want to say that.
Yeah, not sure that we're doing that. But yeah. Fingers crossed.
But interested about your summer. And obviously, last summer was a bit of a fluster. But what's forward for you this summer? What are you up to?
By the way, that's a CDC term for what happened is a fluster. By the way, I just want to put that out there. Go ahead.
That's a really great question. Last summer, there were almost no weddings. So this summer is a lot of like figuring out what to do with double booked weddings because people are very excited to get married again. And there's a lot of like future documenting of Milwaukee shows, which I think everyone is so excited for. And I've never been excited for Summerfest before this year. So I'm excited to like wait in traffic. I'm excited to overpay for parking. I'm excited to buy a $13 bottle of water, all in the name of like Milwaukee freedom.
Yeah, all the Summerfest to-dos, the classics.
That's awesome. The $13 bottle of water is the thing that I think everybody's looking forward to.
Oh yeah.
So Sammer, can you tell us what you're taking with you from this year, from the pandemic? What are you taking with you? What insights? What new habits?
Yeah, I think leading up to 2020, I always knew that like a sense of community would always be a foundational piece of what I wanted to do moving forward. But I really was able to like connect the dots of my community and people who have either given me a chance or given me work or vouched for me, and realize how every opportunity I've ever gotten in my life has like connected to where I am or where I was in 2020, and how grateful I was for that, and how important it is to remind those people what they did for you and how you can provide that platform for other people in your community as well, no matter where they are. So this mural behind me was by an artist named Reed Finley, and he said that he wanted his 2021 goal was to paint a mural, and it's creating opportunities like that for other people in our community is probably what I took away from 2020.
So you said he wanted the opportunity to paint a mural, and you just gave your garage.
Yeah.
That's great. Sammer, I just as I'm sitting here, I feel like I haven't seen you in person in a long time, but I feel like you're so present in Milwaukee just through like your Instagram feed, capturing everything that's going on. So I really feel like you've kept a presence, at least for me, it's felt that way. And I look forward to actually being with you in real time as well. Is there just anything you're hopeful about in general just to share out there? And
I think the big thing I'm looking forward to is what happens with to like Milwaukee's art and culture. I think we relied on it so heavily in 2020 that now I think everyone's on their like last breath to like release and like see what happens with this explosion of shows and murals and public art. Like the big birds that are in Lakeshore State Park is like one of very many things that's going to be happening all across the city, I think, for the years to come. So I'm looking forward to seeing people engaging like community spaces together. I don't think I've ever seen that in my 28 years of living in Milwaukee. I don't think other outside of like street festivals and Summerfest. So I think this is a big year for us to connect in a new and different way.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sam, I look forward to you also playing a role in that, the way you document the city and the way you capture its beauty. And thanks so much, not just doing that for Imagine, just doing that for our city as well. And thanks for...
One last question.
Yeah,
where did you get that shirt from?
Oh, this is from an artist named Mild Tiger. His name's Jason. And he slings like bandanas and stickers and t-shirts. And yeah, this is him, Mild Tiger, on Instagram. He's nice. Great.
Hype it up. City of Milwaukee. That's what he's rocking because we're an audio podcast.
Although this one, we might release the YouTube on this one.
We might. Oh, this, the chaos. The straight chaos.
Listeners, it is a softball shirt with City of Milwaukee on the chest.
Sam,
everybody wants it.
We're going to let you get back to the thing, and we got a few more guests to bring out, man. Thanks for being with us, Sammer.
Thanks so much, Sammer.
As always, thanks for having me.
Hey, Anton, do you want to introduce our next guest that's coming up?
The one.
Yeah. One of Black Imagination's guests as well. Also, more importantly, Riverside alumni. If there are people from King here, you can turn off your cameras and...
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Because it's Riverside time. So let's welcome my good friend, Ray Nitti. How you doing, Senor Nitti?
Ray is muted.
Big play Ray's going to get on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There we go.
How you doing, man? My bad. Yes. How you doing?
We're doing good, man. How are you?
I cannot complain. I'm actually just leaving the detention center, educating the young folks in there about COVID awareness. Mm.
How was the groundbreaking last weekend?
It was amazing. It was amazing, man. We had a lot of people came out. Feels like day one all over again. Now the real work begins for the corridor.
Yeah, you guys mentioned that there's a lot of new partnerships that are going on there. You want to talk about some of the new things that you've added since maybe the last time you've talked?
Did he go on mute again?
I don't know.
He's not muted.
I know one of the things you mentioned was there's core.
So the one that I'm most excited about. Can you hear me?
Yeah, man.
Yep.
Yeah. So we have the Black Mental Health Coalition that'll be joining in there. So it'll be a health corridor as well. Mm. We will be able to offer services to the residents and to the neighbors as well, because mental health is such a stigmatized thing in our community and people don't talk about things. So I'm excited to have that therapist cohort coming into the corridor offering these services like yoga, meditation, and then just different one-on-ones and family services that'll be offered. We also have the sports complex fitness with Core Fitness, with Core Sports. We'll have the big full court basketball, futsal, tennis, volleyball, and a workout facility as well. And then we just look forward to bringing even more partnerships into the neighborhood as well, because it's going to take a lot of love and energy to really bring this Black Wall Street idea to life over on Center Street.
Awesome. Awesome. What are you excited about for this summer?
What am I excited about this summer? Man, I got to go with the cliche and just say being outside, right? Like
being outside,
like,
with people,
we outside,
right?
Man. Like, dang, we get to go see people and and be vaccinated together and things like that.
So will you? Are you excited for mosquito bites?
I'm hoping this vaccination
takes care of that too, right?
Ray, where'd you get that done? Because I want that vaccine.
For real.
I got it done at North Division High School.
That's good. That's a good batch, man. That's the right stuff. That's the cold stuff.
You know, I heard that if you get the Pfizer, the Moderna, and the Johnson & Johnson takes care of mosquitoes too.
All right.
Nice.
We'll put that out there.
All right.
Nice. That sounds like a nice vaccine cocktail.
We cannot guarantee that will be served at the corridor at any point. We cannot verify. We're not confirming. No.
I'm also not a medical professional, by the way. Just everybody should know that.
You have to drink you have to drink this version of it.
Oh. Ray, don't you should not
like a real shot, not a vaccination shot.
Ray, make sure you don't like reduce your equity on this health corridor thing, man. Like you can't be putting that stuff out there.
No, you can put that on me.
On you, it's different.
No, but yeah, man, just having some fun, man. Yeah.
I like that. Thank you for putting the disclaimer.
That's a good move. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Had to bring it back in. That's right.
So it's been a crazy, what is this, 16, 18 months?
15, 16 months,
man,
yeah.
Man, it's been a wild, wild time. So what are you taking from the pandemic? What's some growth that you are coming out of the pandemic with?
Man, some growth that I'm coming out of the pandemic with is learning to appreciate stillness and being able to sit down and, like, just being okay with being with myself for a little bit. I think when the world is open, we all get so caught up in the rip and run of life and trying to follow our dreams, work our businesses, you know, hit these goals, all of these things. I think that was the most important thing I caught, like, take time to, like, spend time with the ones that we love and, like, appreciate those moments and be in those moments as well.
And see, I thought you were going to say you were going to come with a new love for pastel suits.
Oh, no.
Because that's been your swag since you got...
It's a fly suit.
That's been your swag since the pandemic.
Oh, man, you know, I'm just trying to get my handsome up out here, man. You know,
you can join us,
man.
You can join us for Thirst Trash for the Arts.
Ray, we're putting a calendar together, man. We need to make sure you got it. We can get you April and May.
Man, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
All seriousness, Ray, we are so glad you took time to hang with us. You're one, you know, the pod with you, Q, and
Mikhail.
Mikhail was a really one that people really resonated with. And of course, you've been on Black Imagination. You've hit both pods. So we're grateful not just for your artistry, but for your leadership, man. Thanks so much for hanging with us today to put a bow on our second season, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate you all for having me and look forward to doing more work in the future.
All right. Big play, Ray Nitti.
Riverside alum.
Yeah.
East.
I like that, man. Oh, you're making me blush a little bit, man.
Thanks, Ray, for being with us. You be safe.
Drive safe, man.
All right, y'all. Enjoy the day, man.
You too.
We outside. All right, y'all.
That was awesome.
All right. Oh, man. We just had Ray, and now we have a special guest.
Uh-oh.
All the way from, I got a name. We often reference the Boulder contingent as one of our loyal followers, our loyal listeners. I'm excited to have as a guest on our show, one of my oldest colleagues, friends, one of Mequon's finest, y'all. He might be in Boulder, but his heart is back at the 414. He works over at Eagle Rock School and Professional Development Center. Look it up. It's an amazing place. Dan Condon. One of our loyal superfans, Superfan Dan. Superfan Dan, welcome to the pod. You got to unmute yourself, man. How many times have you done this? how many freaking Zoom calls have you been on? Dan, what's up, man?
Long time listener, first time caller.
Yes. Yes. Nice.
Nice.
Mission accomplished.
We did it.
Yes.
I'm sorry to say, I think the area code of Mequon's 262.
Thank you for correcting me. Thank you for correcting me on it. And Yeah, I don't know, man. Anything north of Fox Point is a candidate to me. So,
is this an insight into your guys' friendship? Just constant correcting.
Yeah, it's constant correcting. Dan, thanks so much for joining. Hey, first of all, thanks for being a good listener. You're helping us become the 199th arts and culture pod in the country. Thanks for helping us break the 200s. We're now climbing up.
Proud.
If we ever, if Squarespace ever asks us to push any stuff, we're gonna make the promo code Dan. That'll be the promo code Dan.
That's right. Awesome. Maybe Patreon.
Yeah, maybe a Patreon. Yeah, you know the deal. All seriousness, Dan. You know, it's funny. Even though you live in Boulder, you listen all this because I know you connect with Milwaukee. You were just here recently because you still got a lot of family here. And want to just check in. What are you excited about? We were asking all our guests. What are you excited about this summer? What are you excited about? Or what's going on?
Live music. You know, it's nothing like a global pandemic to really clarify things you miss, right? Mm-hmm. So I hit my first live show at the Fox Theater in Boulder last week. But hitting up Red Rocks, live music. So I'm going with the arts and culture first. I thought you'd appreciate that.
Thank you.
But in all seriousness, that's one of my favorite things to do. So hitting some live Red Rock shows, hitting some museum exhibits that I haven't been able to do for a while.
What's a spot in Milwaukee that, man, I can't wait to go catch a show there at some point? Because I know you got spots in Milwaukee still.
Well, I saw the Summerfest announcements dropped.
All right.
But where would I mean, where would I go in? Okay. You know what I saw is coming back is Rainbow Summer.
Okay.
And that, maybe y'all don't know what that is, but that's
breaking news.
Some live music down on the river, I think. Huh. And I think it's not been around for a while.
I love that the guy from Boulder is breaking news on Milwaukee. Everyone on the table is like, what's Rainbow Summer? Everyone's like, what? We're all on our phones Rainbow like, what the heck Summer? Is Rainbow Summer?
So Rainbow Summer's back. I think it's a free music event. And, you know, my folks who had five kids were always looking for free events to bring us to. And that was one. So maybe I just read that last week. And so maybe I'd do that.
Nice. And we're asking all our guests, man, we're just emerging out of this, you know, 14 to 16 month pandemic, this collective experience that has put us through a lot. And I'm just sort of wondering, what are you taking with you from that as we kind of move on to a new era?
Right. So I had my then 3-year-old home with me and got very little work done at the beginning. And I think it's like intention in parenting and like family first is something that I'm carrying forward. Yeah.
Dan, I'm so glad you joined. This is so much fun, isn't it? To be on a random podcast of a city you no longer live in.
Zoom for a podcast in a city that you don't live in. But it's so good to see you.
And yet you still know more about arts and culture than we did in that moment. So I guess you win, Dan. Thanks for hanging with us, Dan.
Thanks for occupying me on my Tuesday morning commute. Yes.
It's always fun to look at the map of where people listen. I know when I see Colorado lit up, it's like you and Eric Horner, my other buddy.
I think about you guys as I published the podcast at 8 a.m. on, or slightly a few minutes after 8 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Sorry about that.
We got to get Dan and Eric's commute playlist, you know, queued up, right?
Yeah, that'll be our new interstitial. So you can't tell that everyone's like, is this my playlist or is this whatever? Dan, you take care, man. You have a good summer.
All right, see y'all.
Wow.
Not so harebrained after all, David.
Okay, if we're being honest, a little bit bumpy, but otherwise okay. But really good. Like most harebrained schemes, they turn out really great.
Well, put it so we're not talking about our dreams. We're not asking people to interpret our dreams. I mean, this is probably a lot more on point.
It's been worse. It could be worse.
It's been a lot worse. It could be worse. And I hope listeners, you've enjoyed so far. And we're going to wrap up. We got about 20 minutes left on the pod.
20 minutes, yeah.
And I don't know if any more guests will show up.
We'll welcome them if they do.
But first of all, we also want to check in with the folks in the room because we're so excited to have the squad is here.
Yeah,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. We're going to start with you, Antoine, in the sense of like you've, I want to know what are you excited about in the neighborhoods, man? What are you excited? What's cooking up that you're excited about that?
You know what? It's a lot of stuff going on. So there's not necessarily one thing that is getting me excited, but there's a critical mass of things. So Metcalf Park, there's a lot of public art being created and planned for the summer, which is really cool. There are some art projects that are meshing art and traffic safety that are going to be really dope. And just thinking about some partners like Friends of Moody Park, who are doing things like Fitness Wednesdays and, you know, field days with their youth council. Just even the Moody Park court renovation, which has taken 2 years to get pushing, and to know that like there's already an artist in Art Fu Young, and he's already working with residents to get a plan and a cool design that everyone loves. All that stuff together, and you just continue to meet groups and organizations who are continuing to do really dope things. And I think now that everybody's outside, like Ray was saying, it's cool to see what's coming from that. So this whole summer is lit, it seems like. This whole summer. What about you, man?
Oh, you turn on me. Look at it, because yeah. You have a podcast, you turn that back on
yeah.
me.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, what am I excited about? What am I excited about? I'm excited about... we're going to travel. It sounds interesting. On a Milwaukee podcast, I'm about leaving Milwaukee. But I think every time I leave, it does give me a chance to kind of get locked in on what I love about our city. I love going to a different city and thinking about their arts, you know, and what to take from that and compare to ours. I'll be heading to San Francisco at some point because that's nice and cool in the summers. But I know they have a powerful art scene. Looking forward to learning from that. I think what else I'm also looking forward to again is there's just an energy when people do meet. We've seen some people out at events. We talked about being at the Public Allies event last week and starting to meet with folks again. And my hope is that people will want to work together. You know, you're feeling it too, right? You were in a meeting today for like an hour and a half yeah. and catching up on some exciting stuff that's happened in New Life and the stuff they want to work on, right? And so it's like, I'm hopeful that vibes are going to carry over and people are going to want to collaborate more and make the city, you know, more exciting as we head into the fall. It's going to be an amazing fall. But I'm not going to fast forward the summer, but yeah. like it's just making that fall.
Let me ask you a question to the team. So yeah. as we are diving into the post-COVID world, are people hugging?
Yeah. Yeah, people are hugging.
I know I'm hugging.
Yeah, like, people are hugging.
There was a yeah. – I went to Juneteenth, and there was a partner who I've known for, you know, 5-6 years, and – I was like, hey, how you doing? And I was like leaning towards her to give her a hug. And she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, you know what I'm doing. You know, I want the hugs.
we went out to brunch over the weekend with a group of friends who typically go to the dog park every morning. We haven't seen these folks in the last 14, 15, 16 months, right? Mm-hmm. And during COVID, one of the guys, his wife had passed away, and he showed up and he gave everybody this incredible hug. Mm-hmm. And it was so, like, it really felt like it meant something. It wasn't just like, hey, I'm going to hug you because I haven't seen you in like 15 years. But it was like we had this moment of like just sort of like holding each other in a very like real way. Right. And I think. There's something about that, right? That we've just missed, and then you have all this time, and people have lost people, and man, it's gonna be sort of getting back to that place, right? It's gonna be emotional.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I know for me, like, I lost my dad during this pandemic, and it makes you appreciate those little things. It really does, like. Makes you appreciate cracking a joke in the same space or like just sharing a cool idea. Like Zoom is cool, but you don't necessarily feel the energy of of each other in those situations. So to be able to see people in person, I've gotten the same energy back, minus the lady. She gave me a hug. I want to make that known. She did give me a hug back.
But she was just a little suspicious. She was a little
Yeah, she was just like, what's going on? But I think everyone is a little more excited to, for parents, skin-to-skin contact. You know, just, you know, warm feeling of,
we're all like newborn babies.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
The love of a newborn weird. Baby.
Yeah.
Not necessarily love, but
yeah,
connection. Mm-hmm. Connection.
Hey, Esteban.
Hey, Lindsay. Happy Pride.
Yeah.
Welcome to our NPR show. What's it called? What's our show called?
Oh man!
Never mind. We'll move on. We just, I just think your radio voice is excellent, and that you should pursue a career in radio.
I was ready for that sort of back and forth between the two, between Lindsay and Esteban.
It's just, you know, we're not quite as witty, but we're gonna think about it.
Yeah. We have to ponder a bit.
Yeah, that's right.
Something about being nerdy about music, or some classical spin, some instrument maybe in the name.
I'm going to think about that while you answer the question, what are you looking forward to this summer?
I'm ready for a great summer. I mean, you know what? I'm really looking forward to jumping in Lake Michigan, which I know is gross. I know people say it's gross, and it honestly it is. But, I mean, for those 3 weeks in August where the water's warm enough to jump in, it's great. I love it. That's all I want to do. Mm-hmm. Being with friends, having some wine on the beach. I don't do much activity, but sitting on the beach and swimming is enough for me.
I regret to say I have not thought of the title of our show.
It's you know, we talk about season ending. Another thing to acknowledge is Esteban has been with us as a fellow from Public Allies. Mm-hmm. And so it's coming up. Your term's wrapping up soon. At Public Allies, at the end of the term, I'm a proud Public Ally alum myself. What's up, everybody? You do a presentation of impact.
Quick, get your podcast bingo cards out.
Yeah, get your podcast bingo cards out. We're going to talk about that in a bit. But so, Esteban, you're going to do a presentation of impact. That's what all fellows and allies do at the end of the year. And so we're just sort of curious. Not everybody listening on the podcast is going to be able to attend. But can you give us just a sense, a taste of what you're going to say? What do you say about Imagine? On that, what's gonna?
That's actually the reason why I'm a little bit scared of registering for the thing on Friday. I don't know what he's gonna say about us, but hopefully this preview goes okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna say all the worst.
Yes.
Sure.
They were terrible. No, they weren't. I mean, this year with Imagine has been incredible. I've just learned so much, both like what are they called? Soft skills, hard skills. Whatever that means. I think I've learned both of them.
all forms of firmness and textures of skills.
Yeah. But I think the biggest thing in my presentation that I have I'm like looking forward to, and I'm so sorry for the team for saying this, but it's the whimsy. I keep saying that I have never said the word whimsy more times in my life than these last 10 months. And
Me neither.
But that's what I love. That's what about Imagine. I think that's what I'm taking with me also to other aspects of my job. I mean, I know we do whimsy like intentionally on Thursdays or whatever, but it really is in every aspect of our work. And I've enjoyed that. And I've enjoyed bringing whimsy to other people as well. So I'm looking forward to taking that with me wherever I go.
Right on. Thanks, Esteban. It's been a treat.
Is that going to make the presentation of learning how everybody should bring like whimsy into their organizations? It should be. You have a couple of days.
Yeah. It sounds like a good kind of TED Talk, post Imagine TED Talk. Bringing whimsy to the workplace.
That's right.
Like musicals that should not be movies.
Lindsay, why don't you weigh in as well?
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't had a summer outside, really, in Milwaukee. I moved here in September 2019. And then, of course, the pandemic summer happened. And so I'm really looking forward to going to things. I saw that Chill on the Hill is coming back. I've heard good things. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to, I think, getting out, building connection, feeling a little more grounded in Milwaukee as a place that is not just somewhere I can be in my apartment and then out on walks. So basically, if anyone wants to hang, you know, hit me up. I'm ready to do all of the Milwaukee things this summer.
So they should respond to the Imagine MKE feed and direct message the Imagine MKE feed.
They should, please. Please be my friend. Yeah.
This is a cry for help. This is a cry for help.
But everybody, Lindsay has cable now. So
congratulations.
What kind of selling point is that?
Well, you'll need friends now. Now you can sit. You can stay at home and watch.
That could have been a really nice moment. You could have like made a pitch for me, like Lindsay's a great friend.
Also, Lindsay's a great friend. Also, by the way, has cable.
Yeah,
they're
not
become friends with her.
They're not mutually exclusive.
I
want
to be clear. I have Hulu Live only to watch the Bucks, and so after that, it's over.
Cut it off.
You have a few weeks now.
Yes,
that's right.
All in all, this is a nice segue because there's some, you probably, longtime listeners might have recognized some stuff that's consistently come up. And we're just going to sort of close out our episode sort of talking about if there was a podcast bingo or Imagine MKE culture bingo, we're all going to check out what are those things. So for example, you know, if, you know, you hear Vassar College being mentioned, that's probably David. Yeah, been talking about that.
I don't know how this became a bit. Like nobody knows where Vassar College is. Like,
and yet you persist in telling us all about it. And yet you persist.
It just happens to be where I went to college.
I think it's the air of like we all know it's a real good college, and so it's like a little bit of a humble brag every time.
It's Ivy adjacent. It's Ivy adjacent.
Seven Sisters. By the way, I just for today, just in honor of this harebrained scheme, I actually wore the Vassar College cufflinks for all of you.
There it is, everybody.
That's right. So there it is.
I don't know if that's the center square on the bingo card or not, but it's on the bingo card.
What else would be? And so I'm going around the room. What else would we put on, or what else either Imagine Culture Bingo or podcast bingo that you're celebrating or
lightly roasting?
Lightly roasting. We're looking forward to for us never mentioning again.
Heavily roasting too.
Heavily roasting. I'll just also cite. There's a high recurrence of professional wrestling references on our podcast. This may be the last of it. We may end it this season, but I just want to acknowledge and apologize to those who don't follow the squared circle for all of our references. So I'm going to own that.
It's only ending now because there will be another podcast that's all about professional wrestling.
Antoine, David, and Mac talking about the.
Oh yeah.
Aggression era of WWE.
Yes. By all means, cut me out of that conversation for once.
Yeah. Also, I just want to talk about whimsy. That's something we not only intentionally do on Thursday afternoons, it's something that's a word we use a lot. I think we owe that person a lot of money, whoever invented that word. So that's another culture piece.
I'd have to add potentially Mac describing art as something to be put on a white alabaster pedestal with a red.
Or something to not to be put as the case may be.
Right, that's right.
Using that example, yes. That's part of my stump speech. I talk about it, yes. But instead, art is the sun. It's like the water.
That's right.
It's all around us.
It's all around
us. You don't even see it.
You don't even see it.
Do you guys talk about thirst traps for the art? I know that's something that I talk about.
I thought that was like trademarked by you. So
yeah, we're letting you own that one.
And we're still looking for a sponsor.
Yes, that's a project that Antoine is doing in celebration of his fitness journey.
Yes.
He's looking forward to being part of a calendar featuring arts administrators of the city. And Ray Nitti. I guess Ray Nitti's on there. So if you're interested in that, let us know and we'll put you on a waiting list to get that calendar.
Sammer, I need you.
Sammer. He seems like an August to me. Yeah. He seems like an August.
Yeah. No, I'm August. That's my birthday.
Oh, that's your. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'm
my
August.
Bad.
I'm
my bad.
What else is on that bingo card? Do you guys do you ask about favorite Milwaukee-based artists? I know that would be on the Black Imagination.
This is like the All Imagine bingo card. Now.
Yeah. This. Yeah.
We do that for sure. We ask about what was an experience that influenced you. Put that on. Hopefully everyone listening has they're ready for theirs when they call in the next
time.
They've
heard it enough times.
That's right.
Heard it enough times, that's for sure. Yeah. StrengthsFinder, of course.
Yes.
StrengthsFinder.
Hopefully you all know StrengthsFinder. We'll talk about
that. Although I don't know that we've ever even broach that subject on the podcast?
I haven't really disclosed. Only in passing. When we make fun of my command.
That's right. That's actually right.
Number five strength, folks.
Well, we also talk about Antoine's Wu. Yeah. My maximizer skill. And
yeah, I got that too.
And David's...
I got that too.
Hey!
Anything else before for the good of the order, before we close the book on season two? Or David, do you want to offer the benediction on this episode?
This wasn't in the prep material, because there was no prep material.
There was no prep material, no.
Correct.
Wait, just a quick... Benediction? Yeah. Benediction?
Yeah, so the last talk, the last, you're wrapping it up.
Sure.
This shambolic episode.
This actually turned out really lovely. I thought all of the insights that folks had shared about what they were carrying forward was really beautiful, right? Of connection, family, and how we show up together. And I think, you know, over the last few weeks, as we have come back together, like, I've been reminded at how much I miss all of you, and miss being together with you, and sort of that sense of what it is like to be us together as a team. And and I'm looking forward to more of that with all of you, with our listeners, with Milwaukee artists, with Milwaukee arts administrators. And what a great time what a time to be alive. What a weird thing to say at the end of a podcast.
What a time.
What a time.
Be alive.
And with that,
We go into the outro, which we appreciate you, listener, for hanging with us for season two. We look forward to you coming back for season three. But in the meantime, if you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help out with the podcast, please share with others, post about on social, leave a rating and review, or contact us directly at pod@imagine.org.
Imagine This Podcast is a team effort produced, edited, and hosted by Lindsay Sheridan, my brother Antigua, and David Lee, and is the flagship of the Imagine MKE Podcast Network.
Make sure you also listen and subscribe to Black Imagination and listen to the back episodes of Arts Forward MKE, all of which can be found at imaginemke.org/podcasts.
To catch all the latest from Imagine MKE, hit us up at Twitter and Instagram @imagine_MKE or Facebook or LinkedIn @imagine_MKE. Hey, thanks again, and we'll see you after the break.
Voices carry.
Hush, hush.
No?
What?
Till Tuesday?
It's always till Tuesday.
Voices carry. I did it this time.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I did it this time. You missed it.
Hush, hush.
That's the lyric.
That's part of the song.
I didn't know this was from a lyric.
Yeah.
I just started copying you.
It's a song. So transition to the podcast Gen X stuff, where Mac and David explain Gen X stuff to Lindsay. There's this band called Till Tuesday.
That's enough.